You remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000. You remember how that came about? That was a large crowd to feed. The disciples wondered, how are we going to be able to feed them all? 200 pennyworth of bread wouldn't be enough to feed them all. And the Lord Jesus sent them to go off and find something. And they found a little lad, little boy. He had 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. That's all. Simon Peter's brother said to Jesus, when he brought the lad to Jesus, this lad has 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. And then he and his unbelief added, but what's that among so many? It's very little. It was a very little lad. It was a very little loaf of bread, just 5 little bobs. And it was very little fish. It was all very little. The Bible says Jesus took it. He took the bread. He blessed it. He took the fish, he blessed them, and 5,000 people were fed. A great miracle. It multiplied in the Lord's hands. The Lord Jesus can use so little. That boy, we don't know anything about him. But you know something? I think he must have prayed that day. I think he must have prayed when his mummy made his lunch up and he brought it with him out into the fields. He must have said, Lord, bless mummy for making this lunch for me and bless this lunch. I don't know. I think he might have prayed. If he didn't pray, his mommy prayed. Or his daddy prayed. Lord, bless the lad today. Bless him when he goes out with his lunch. Lead him and guide him. I think there must have been some kind of praying. Because this lad's lunch was used by the Lord. And little is much if God is in it. And I want to tell you a story, boys and girls. The story of the patchwork quilt. There was an old woman in Scotland, and she was an old saint, and she prayed every day, and she prayed about everything, and she prayed over everything. She was just simple, trusted God, believed God, and she never did anything without committing it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. She was a woman of faith, a woman of prayer. And one time in her community, there was a sale of works. The community was organizing this to raise money for the missionaries. And there were going to be different stalls out, and there was a long time in preparation, everybody getting their stalls fitted and prepared for this great sale of work. This little woman, she decided that she would make a patchwork quilt. She had time to do it. There was a number of weeks before that time came about when it would be put on the stall. So she made her patchwork quilt. Now, if you don't know what a patchwork quilt is, you can go to Oma Folk Museum. And in one of the houses there's a woman, and she'll show you how it's all done. And sometimes the young people go in, and they do it themselves. They work, and they make this big patchwork quilt. It's beautiful. Different colors, all patched together. And she did this over a long period of time, praying over every patch. Lord, may this be for your glory. And when this is sold, may it really help the missionaries. So the time came when it was finished, and she brought her quilt into the hall where all these stalls were. But people were a bit embarrassed because, you see, it was a bit old-fashioned patchwork quilt. And there were some people who said, well, I just don't want it in my stall. I don't just think it's very suitable for my stall. But at last, there was some man, and he was glad to take it, and he put it on his stall, this all folded up, this patchwork quilt on the table. Well, to this sale of works, there came in a missionary that day. And he went around all the stalls and he saw this patchwork quilt and he says, that's just what I need. That's lovely. I'll bring that back with me to Africa, where he was a missionary. And so he bought the quilt. Eventually he went back to Africa, to the village where he labored amongst the natives. And one day he hung the patchwork quilt out to air it. And it was hung over the fence or over some sort of branch. And people could see it. And there was a neighbouring village chief. He was passing by the village that day. And he saw the patchwork quilt hanging out. And he said to himself, that's beautiful. That's lovely. Because you see, Africans, they like colour. Like all kinds of different colours. And he wanted that quilt. And he went to the missionary and he says, can I buy that quilt? And he says, it's not for sale. I like that quilt. And I don't really want to sell it. But I tell you what. And the neighbouring village, you see, was opposed to the gospel. And this missionary had always wanted to get a foot in there and establish a church there. And they couldn't because there was opposition to them. But he said to the chief, I'll tell you what, I'll let you buy the quilt on one condition, that you make ground available in the church, in the village, for us to buy so that we can build a church there. And the chief agreed. So he bought the quilt, he went home with the quilt, and he arranged for them to be able to buy ground. They bought ground, and a church was built, and it became a great church, and a great work of God was done. So a whole church opened, a whole village blessed, because there was a wee woman who just made a patchwork quilt in prayer to God. Boys and girls, little as much, if God's in it. If you just ask the Lord's blessing on anything you do, and on everything you do, the Lord can use it for his great glory and for his name's sake. Let us stand together then. We'll stand for prayer before we come to the preaching of the word.